Welcome back to Tech Vets, the podcast. And today we are joined by Rich Coles from Predactive, and they are new partners with Tech Vets. But what makes Rich very special is that he is a veteran himself. So welcome, Rich.
Thank you.
So can you tell us firstly, what is your military background?
So I was in the infantry for 5 years. So I served from 1995 to 2000. I was in the Devon and Dorsets. I did a bit of service in Northern Ireland briefly, but armoured infantry, did quite a lot of cross-country skiing at the time, and left in 2000 before things changed quite a lot, I guess, for the armed forces and people who served subsequently after 9/11. So yeah, I was lucky to have a relatively peaceful time in the forces in my brief period.
And what made you join the military?
Gosh, I did cadets at school, and I was always fascinated by that bit. My idea was, I've always loved sport. I still do a lot of running. I'm a very fit person these days still. And the idea was, why go and do an office job when I'm fit, young, healthy, and do that bit when there's that I can do later on? So the forces just really appealed to me in terms of being interacting with people, just the fun, the camaraderie. Doing cadets, I was very fortunate to actually get a scholarship as an officer. Age 16, I was awarded an Army scholarship. And then subsequently, I was lucky to get sponsored by the Army to go to university as well. So the Army absolutely backed me. And I went, well, this is what a fantastic way to certainly spend my 20s and see where it takes me on that side. And it was a fantastic period of my life.
And what was there a trigger that made you decide to leave, or did you always know it was just going to be a short service, or not necessarily short no. service that amount of years, but what made you take the leap into the civilian sector?
So I was getting married, and my wife is from Chile. Interestingly, she'd grown up in a military dictatorship, so without going too deep, but she didn't actually want to, you know, when I first met, it's like, why would I date someone who's in the military when I grew up in a military dictatorship and that's the last thing? But actually, my background is at university, I'd spent a lot of time in Latin America. Actually, I'm a linguist, my degree in languages. I wanted to get involved in, I guess, you know, the more humanitarian side, the United Nations. At the time in the forces, 95 to 2000, there wasn't really much of that going on, and I was a junior officer at the time, and so therefore going to be able to do something more, I guess, make a difference to people around the world. I'd spent a lot of time in Latin America as part of my degree and time before, and I really wanted to give back. And actually, this is probably a bit of a theme which we'll come on to now. And as it was, I do remember in 1998 or thereabouts, a massive hurricane or storms that devastated parts of Honduras. And I was going, if only I could help and do something on that side. And so I felt somewhat impotent as a French speaker, Spanish speaker, being based in Germany and not really using my skills in that side. And so my idea was, great. Met my now wife, and we said, right, she wanted to go back to Latin America, to Chile. And I went, well, great. And so my idea was, actually, I'd got out of my period in the forces what I wanted to achieve, really. And it was, right, time to move on. Let's go and do something else. And so that's why we got married and moved to Chile. Albeit, I then discovered, and this is probably a bit of a leap forwards, of when you arrive in a Spanish-speaking country, when your career experience to date has been that of an armed forces person, and it's an ex-military dictatorship where they don't necessarily want to hire someone who's got military skills, and your language is the local language. That's like, oh, great. So I initially started off as a working for an English language paper at the time. I was also looking at adventure tourism, but discovering that we were expecting our first child there and living in financial deficit, I was going, I think I'm going to have much more success with my career by going back to the UK. So we had to make the really hard decision, actually, with my wife 7 months pregnant, to fly back to the UK. And then things took off from there. So that's when kind of my life changed, but it was from a transition point. Gosh, you know, I was all in, you know, packed up, went, we're going to go to Latin America, boxes galore, and came back, not quite tail between our legs, 7 months later, but yes, it was. And so that journey of actually transitioning out of the forces, then going, and then suddenly, I think, well, go on to Meredith, is then suddenly actually having my first born child and being unemployed and not knowing where I was going to find that first job for me. So when I think about people transitioning out of the forces now, yeah, I had a bit of a leap of faith and a bit of a challenge on that transition time. So hence why, if I can support others in transitioning from the forces, that's very dear to my heart. And I know others have actually had a much more challenging career in terms of what they've done on operations as well. So whilst I had a pretty benign time in the forces, actually it's then going on to achieve things afterwards. And that set me up for, you know, to what I achieve now in my business.
And when at the time when you left the forces, I mean, I know that there's obviously that year of resettlement, but you can always go back and access, well, now you can go back and access veteran support, you know, all through your life. But at the time when you left, you returned to the UK from Chile, did you ever look for any support from employment services at that stage, or did they even exist?
I wasn't really aware of anything. So at the time, when I came back, started looking into my network, and again, you know, I'm very fortunate to have a great network of people. But at the time, there was what was called the list, or became the liquid list. And I think it was John Nichols at the time. So I do remember going across to Greenwich for the first time and meeting there, and then going to a few events in London. But as it was paper-based, and I think there was a CD-ROM or something which came out. So, you know, we were pretty antiquated in that time. When I left the forces, I did a resettlement course. I did teaching English as a foreign language. Brilliant. So that was useful going to Chile, which I never used. And then I came back and I was like, I was really on my own. So it was then just looking and speaking to others who I knew had left the forces, and then the list. But that was really my one bit. And there was a few other recruitment agencies at the time, Heyman Woodworth, if I remember correctly, or thereabouts. And so it was just hustling, speaking, really getting out there, networking with people. But I didn't go back to any. There was no employment, forced employment charity, no groups on that side, and it was literally you're kind of on your own, you know, on that side. So yeah.
How did you, because you now work in the tech sector, tech industry? Mm. How did you go from you know, being newly married with a child, you know, all these amazing skills, to now firmly established in the tech sector?
Yeah, I landed a role as a project manager. I was very fortunate. Again, this just goes back to the power of networking. Network, network, network. Again, it was quite a bold, scary move at the time, actually, that we, first born, I went and rented a rent. I knew I had to be in London. And even though I didn't even have a salary at the time, we rented an apartment in London. And I remember that gulp moment of moving up from a mother's house in the Midlands to London, signing rental agreement, £1,000 a month, wife, newborn child, and being there. I said, but, you know, just things will happen. I landed a role. I was very fortunate through a contact to be introduced to Cadbury Schweppes at the time. And I was landed a role as a project manager. They had a project which was kind of off track and needed Rich. Clearly, you're good at organizing, making things happen. And so I got a role in project management there. And my career's gone on since then. I'm now in tech. I never thought, assumed, believed I'd ever be in tech. However, I'm very lucky in that my brain just kind of, when I first was introduced to Excel, I just got it. And as a project manager, it's about using technology to advantage, to help organize things. And so using my organizational skills, using technology, I roll the clock forwards through all my time. Clearly, technologies, we use it day in, day out. So am I in tech? No, but we all use tech all day. And I pick up my phone, et cetera. You know, think of the kids. Everyone's using tech. So I just use the tools of my trade, which is technology. And then after 20 years of project management, in that period of time, I was introduced to this fantastic product called Smartsheet. And when I saw Smartsheet, it was this realization of, this is the product, the tool, which I wish I'd discovered back in 2000, 2005, when I first came on stream into doing project management. And so I then changed the nature of my business to say, the skills I bring in terms of from the personal skills I got from, you know, which the military was the fantastic ground for that bit, the process skills and the project management skills, I suddenly was armed actually with a technology to really bring that together, which helped me create what is Predactive now in terms of as an organization, which helps organizations get work done to optimize efficiencies, transform execution using technology. But again, why I'm passionate and to speak to Forces Leavers is how do you take those personal skills, how do you take the process skills, and then the missing piece, and what for me was fundamental at the time is when I first got that job with Cadbury, I'd never touched a project plan. You know, project management, oh yeah, I know how to get things done. I hadn't done any project management courses. I hadn't done, but luckily a friend of mine at the time, he was working in tech. He managed to get me a CD-ROM of Microsoft Project. And so I learned how to create a project plan. And so it meant that when I first turned up at my first role at Cadbury, they're like, Rich, brilliant, so excited you're here, create a project plan. Rather than me sitting there going, how do I do that and feeling embarrassed and having the cognitive load and the stress of not knowing this, I'd already learned how to do that. So I was using technology. So, and this is really, Meredith, and just bringing together that string of technology is with us throughout. I got on board, I embraced it, I leveraged technology, and gosh, all the organizations are using technology to maximum effect these days. And combine our skills, process, people, process, technology, bring them together. So that's the long journey, hopefully not too long.
So you mentioned project management, and I think that's something that it comes up time and time again in conversation, especially with veterans, because it's something they do day to day, even if they don't have a nice shiny badge to say that they've done it. And with TechVets, we obviously offer the Google courses in project management. And would your advice be to service leavers who are clearly very capable of fulfilling these project management roles, what would your advice to them be about going away and getting these courses done, which can be done for free through TechVets?
My view is anything you can do to prepare to differentiate yourself, you should absolutely do and grab it. The fact that now that if people have an interest in project management, and then there's an ability to, through your credits you get and leaving, or just the access, as you say, through TechVets, to be able to do project management training, do anything and everything you can that will differentiate yourself, that will show your learning agility. Again, as an employer now, as someone who's managed teams, what you're looking for is someone who can demonstrate that they've got the past competences, that they are quick learners, and that they will pick up technology, that they again bring the interpersonal skills, the high EQ side, the process side, but they can embrace technology. And again, those who succeed are those who can have that, the three legs of that stool operating in harmony. So project management training, why wouldn't you? If you're interested in that piece, that's absolutely, take advantage of everything you can. And then again, which links back to really the Smartsheet for Armed Forces program, Leavers program that we're running, is introducing people, say, you've gone and done project management training, or you haven't maybe, but if you're interested, then really in this world of algorithms these days where people look, I was very lucky at the time that they weren't looking for someone who had Prince 2 training, managing successful programs, et cetera. I was lucky, they said, we know you can get it done. And they took me on board, and it was like a leap of faith. Nowadays, so many people face the challenges of the algorithms. Does this person have a degree? Yes, no. Do they have Prince 2? Yes, no. Do they have this? You're out. Well, actually, one, that's why the networking is so important, so you can differentiate yourself, so you're not being, I guess, excluded by an algorithm. But two, the more you can actually show what you've got, the demonstrated capability, you need that. But then when it comes to the conversations, and if I think of one of the participants on the Armed Forces Smartsheet for Armed Forces Leavers program saying how fantastic for him it's been to bring into interview. Oh, well, yeah, I use technology already. Actually, I'm using Smartsheet. I'm able to demonstrate that along with my background and understanding of, I've done the training in project management, and hell, I've got many years of experience on it. I can now articulate it in the language that you want, and I can use the technology. I'm the full package. And that's the piece. So I'd absolutely say to anyone, grab every opportunity you've got, firmly, do the training, and but don't rely on just that one bit of training. Oh, because you're Prince 2. Well, who isn't? Who hasn't got that bit? Okay, that's the first bit. What are you doing that's the next step up that will differentiate? And so if you can then demonstrate, and I know technology and I can do this, then you're going to be differentiated in terms of, you know, versus others.
You talked about Smartsheet earlier and your eureka moments when you discovered the software. For people listening who haven't heard of it, what actually is it and what does it do?
So Smartsheet is leading work collaboration tool, and it's used by more than 80% of the Fortune 500 organizations around the world. As an organization, it's just achieved $1 billion in revenue. So it's a massive organization which is changing how people have worked. At Smartsheet, we talk about modern PPM, modern project and program management. What it is, it's a fantastic online software which enables organizations to, I guess, flow information in terms of where the work is happening. Now, the name Smartsheet comes from the fact that it was primarily a sheet-based tool where information goes in, but then from that tool, you visualize the information. So for me, why I was so fascinated by and why I utilize it is it took my world of being able to have data and information in a way that I could do something useful with it. It then enabled me to actually see what was happening with that data live, because you can collaborate and you turn a sheet into something that's smart, because you get it talking to other people, to other sheets, where you can see what's happening. Something happens and it triggers information. And then you can visualize that through powerful dashboards. So we always talk about the Ohio idea of only handle it once. Information goes in by the teams and the management can see what's happening. And so it enables that bit of work getting done the modern way of, you're not waiting for someone to tell you they've done it. You know it's been done. You can see it's been done and you can see the impact of that. So you can then see what you need to do to affect the change. So fantastic tool, which has really, you know, changed for so many organizations, how they get work done so much more efficiently. Again, with my project management mindset, I'm going, I've spent my career working in organizations, helping them get work done more effectively, more efficiently. And I just could see just the massive potential across all the areas, having worked in commercial, having worked in supply chain, having worked in R&D, having worked in IT. I just was able to bring all that together and go, organizations are about working with people to get work done. Smartsheet just enables that flow of information.
And the offer that you're putting out to veterans or Tech Vets members, for people who are listening who think that sounds cracking or I want to find out more, it would be a good skill to have, what can Tech Vets members access through Proactive?
Yeah, so I guess a couple of things here. So what Smartsheet very generously, again, and this is them recognizing, when I first proposed this to Smartsheet, they said, this is the right thing to do. Again, recognizing the service that veterans and, you know, people in the forces give to their country. And what they agreed to is that anyone who is a forces leaver, who's within 6 months of leaving or 6 months of having left the forces, is eligible to have 3 business licenses to Smartsheet for a period of 12 months. What it means is, with those licenses, they're able to use that software for that period of time. Now, on that piece, there's a number of things to hear. One, for what we've created within Proactive is, so Smartsheet very generously providing that, and Tech Vets are being amazing in terms of validating people in terms of, are they eligible on that period of time? And then what Proactive's adding on top of this bit is, we've developed a number of tools. So the first bit I'd say to forces leavers is, one, we've created a series of assets to help you actually project manage or manage your resettlement. So there's a number of tools in terms of the service leavers timeline. You can download a PDF from the government website, and it's a PDF document on a piece of paper, very traditional, where you tick off all your plan. By giving people access to technology, they're learning how to use technology whilst project managing their transition from the forces. So we've created a service leavers timeline. You go, my goodness, I'm now actually project managing my own timeline. We've also created other assets such as your networking log or your interviews log. So you can actually start using the tool to go, I spoke to one of my friends who left recently, clearly served a lot longer than I did. And he explained to me that he got close to meltdown in 1 week because he was really busy sort of networking with everyone and totally lost track. He had a little black book where he was saying who he'd been in touch with, etc. And then was starting to send messages to people he'd already been in touch with. And he's like, oh my God, Rich, I could have really done with Smartsheet at the time because I needed to systemize how I was doing it. So we've created this networking log so you can see, but also we want to bring in the visual performance of Smartsheet. So I've got it. It's not just a spreadsheet of information, but here's a dashboard showing me have I been getting, you know, if I set myself a target of speaking to 10 people a week or 10 people a day, I can see my chart of my performance. So in the process, what we're trying to do is introduce people to, by using Smartsheet, actually they're learning what the tools of business are because it's about visual performance. This is what I said I'd do. Have I done it? How can I track against that and see it in a way that's visual? So one, we're giving people access to tools to help manage their piece. So interviews, applications, networking, the tracking of their project, which is their transition time. So you learn by doing. The other piece then is what with Smartsheet, it comes with access to no end of templates where you can go onto Smartsheet and actually, when you've got your license, download, be it, you know, marketing or facilities management or just, you know, budget tracking, sales tracking. There's a no end of template sets that they have. And so people who've then signed up to the program, they can say, actually, let me start seeing how would someone use this in business. These are template sets which have been used. And you know, I speak to clients of ours the whole time and said, oh yeah, we just downloaded the template tracking set from Smartsheet when using it. So as someone who's not used, you then start seeing what businesses are using. So two, you're getting exposure to the software in business on that side. And then you're going, because you'll be expected to use this stuff, you know, for a lot of people, particularly going to technology and understanding how to get the work done more efficiently. And then the third piece is, and if you're going to project management, Smartsheet is the most fantastic project management tool. That's what drew me to it. And for me, project management isn't just a project plan, a Gantt chart, so to speak, where people have typically used Microsoft Project. A project is actually all the sum parts of all the various people, departments, teams that are coming together to get the work done. And in Smartsheet, you can bring it together and you can see what's happening, and then you can create a dashboard of information, and then you can have a management view of all the projects that are happening. So within the program, we're giving people exposure. You know what? You've gone and done your Prince 2 training. You've done the various project management courses, but you've never actually touched any project management software, maybe. Well, let's take away that kind of that guesswork, that strain when you hit that first job and go, yeah, I'm a project manager. Okay, go and do a risk, an issue log, or go and create a project plan. I've never done that before. Suddenly they've gone, I've done it. So we've created again a template, various scenarios for people to work through to learn how to use Smartsheet in the process. So this is really, we're trying to work it out as we go. We're really seeking members, you know, participants in the program to help us shape it, because yeah, I've got a pretty busy, full-on, you know, job and business that I'm running, and I'm doing this on the side. And again, so being supported by Charles McKinney, he's been absolutely fantastic in this as well. And we're going, how can we add something of value to Forces Leavers that, you know, was missing that when we were in the Forces? And so in the process, we're looking to design, continuously evolve what is it that people want. And so we're seeking from the participants, what will be of most use to you? And that's really where it is at the moment. So it's early days, but as we get more momentum on this bit, we'll get more feedback from people. And yeah, it's exciting times. We just want to make sure we're adding value to people. And for those it's of value too, and we've had some fantastic feedback from some people on the program. Others find it's not necessarily for them, which is fine. And it's up to people to you know, they've got limited time, how they spend their time and their resource. If this is where they go and they can see the advantage, I think, you know, I truly believe it will give them, differentiate them in the workplace.
If people are listening and they're thinking, yeah, I absolutely want to get stuck into this, because like you said, a lot of people who are in the military at the moment, it's not their fault, but they're constrained by the software they can use because of what they're allowed to use. So when they get to the outside world, it is, you know, there is software tools coming out of everywhere you look, which these veterans who are exceptionally capable, just have had no exposure to. So for people who are listening who want to get hands-on experience with Smartsheet or support you in the kind of beta testing rollout of the tool and how it can support them, how do they get in touch with you or find out more?
So via the Predactive website, so predactive.co.uk, we've got a page called Forces Leavers. And by going onto that page, there's a big red button which says register. And there's a lot of information about the program as well. But by clicking register, then you'll fill out a form and we'll ask to you, you know, a bit of information about you in terms of, because we do need to make sure that people are eligible for the program. You know, again, it's a public website, so we can't just have anyone registering. And this is where Tech Vets are doing this fantastic role for us by validating someone's credentials on that side. Again, we don't get access to any of that information, nor do we want to, but we do need to know that people are eligible. You fill out a form, and again, all built through the power of Smartsheet, and I don't touch it. But this for me is the most wonderful bit. You go onto the website and you click register, and a form will come up to you, and it asks you for your name, various information about you, when you're leaving, etc. And that's a Smartsheet form. And so you're immediately using Smartsheet at the beginning. That information goes into a sheet of of everyone who's applying for it, and then again using the power of Smartsheet. The automation, it then sends off emails to Tech Vets where they can validate, and then it sends off a document to someone to sign to say, you know, this is it, I'm signing up to the program. Smartsheet then go, everything's automated. And for me, this is really exciting because it just demonstrates the power of Smartsheet throughout. So to get to it, you click, you register, and literally both you go through the process, and it's as fast as you need to be a member of Tech Vets or Forces Employment Charity. You need to be registered so that they can validate your registration. But beyond that, you go through, and then you're on. And then we get in touch to say, right, how can we then kick off and go through? And we have a landing portal for people with access to information. And then we start sending this fictitious scenario. But again, a scenario which we've created for people is to reorganize a reunion. Now, pretty much anyone who's been in the forces will have therefore interacted with people. And I designed this as something which I feel anyone, anywhere in the world could relate to. Organize a school reunion, college, whatever, your forces, your battalion, whatever operational tour you went on, reunion. By going through this bit, it's actually like organizing a project, and it's giving you access to giving you a mission to use the software on that bit. So again, like anything, it's how much people put in is what they get out of it. And it's just that penny dropping moment. And I recognize a lot of things going on. People are signing up for things. This isn't going to give you accreditation that will get you a job. However, it will give you something, it'll give you strings to your bow, which will really help you land and be more effective in those roles. And that's really the aim here. And if we can, our aim is just to help people in any way we can. And as you said, Meredith, by being on part of the program, giving us feedback to say, how can we make this better? Because what I'm looking for also is participants to then say, Rich, actually, wow, this has benefited me. I now want to give back to others. I will help kind of run, and I will help mentor others in this process on that bit. I've been using Smartsheet, and obviously I'm fairly advanced in terms of my usage of it. And I left a long time ago. So having people who are more recently left, they are better placed to help guide others who are just going through it. The one other bit which I just flagged to also is if anyone's listening who left the forces a while ago or even recently and is using Smartsheet, I'd love to hear from you, because we want to get those success stories for people who are using it already, who are forces leavers, because you are so amazingly placed to help guide others to say, yeah, I'm using it in my role. And there's a number of people we're looking actually at maybe doing some talks and webinars with people who are forces leavers who use Smartsheet in their current roles, because, and what are they doing now as well? So we'd love to hear from those people that we can help showcase and inspire others to say, this really is a game changer for you.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have your phone ringing after this podcast. If people want to get in touch with you personally, are you happy for them to reach out via LinkedIn or Discord or...
However, wherever. So I will be, so again, I'm going to the event in Bristol, which is run by the GenDIT network in March. So 16th of March, we'll be at Bristol. So we'll be there in person. And delighted to hear from anyone via LinkedIn, via email, via the website, etc. Please do get in touch. And again, Charles McKinney is being absolutely fantastic in supporting on this bit as well. You know, we'll endeavor to support people however we can. Please do recognize we're doing this on the side of our job, you know, on the side of the business. And again, this is purely voluntary, you know, on this side. We're trying to make a difference to people. So again, bear with us if we don't get back to you immediately, but I try to respond. And, you know, I'm putting a lot of personal effort in, as is Charles, to do this, to make a difference on that side. And so, yeah, we'd love to hear from people to know we are making a difference on that side. But, you know, for me, it's the right thing to do. And I feel very privileged that, you know, gosh, left in 2024, I'm now running, you know, growing a consultancy business, working with Smartsheet, a fantastic organization, a fantastic tool. I get to work with fantastic organizations around the world, making a difference to their businesses using Smartsheet. And so if I can just help inspire others in the process and give them access for what is, I'd always describe as a bit of a speed bump when you first leave the forces and it's fine and you're not quite sure what's next. Hopefully you'll have heard, you know, yeah, I had a few speed bumps. In fact, the bump was in my wife's tummy in reality when we left and, you know, had to come back from South America, et cetera. It's a speed bump. It's how you address, how you get on with it, how you seize those opportunities. And if I can help, you know, help people on that way, more than delighted to help out. Again, this is why I think the Forces community is so amazing, because there's that desire to help others there. And again, recently I've started attending the Bootnecks into Business Network, which is absolutely fantastic. The way that Forces leaders support each other, no one ever turn around, no, I'm not going to help you. It's like there is just that camaraderie of course I'm going to help out people who get in touch. So be delighted to.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Rich, for joining us today. And for any listeners, just look in the description for this podcast and you will find links to everything that Rich has mentioned, how to get in touch with him and how to sign up and make sure you're eligible to take action with Smartsheet. So thank you very much, Rich. That's been hugely helpful and I'm sure it will inspire many of our listeners to start having a look and see how they can upskill.
Meredith, thank you so much for again inviting me on, and again to TechVets, instrumental, absolutely instrumental. And I'll just say, gosh, if only these things had existed when I was leaving the forces, and what you guys are doing, the Forces Employment Charity, and so many people are doing to help these people, absolutely amazing. And so if we can just help you guys along the way by giving widening that offer, absolutely amazing. So here to be of service. Thank you.